The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Independent Living Update for September 2017.
The ADA Education and Reform Act of 2017, or H.R. 620, was introduced by Representative Ted Poe of Texas in January of this year. The bill is similar to the ADA notification legislation introduced into the 114th Congress. H.R. 620 states its intention to amend the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990 to promote compliance through education, to clarify the requirements for demand letters, to provide for a notice and cure period before the commencement of a private civil action, and for other purposes. Here are some concerns. Firstly, the section requiring a very specific written notice be provided to the owner or operator of the business, it states, the written notice required under subparagraph B must also specify in detail the circumstances under which an individual was actually denied access to a public accommodation, including the address of the property, the specific sections of the Americans with Disabilities Act alleged to have been violated, whether a request for assistance in removing an architectural barrier to access was made, and whether the barrier to access was a permanent or temporary barrier. Secondly, the provisions allowing 60 days for the owner or operator of the business to provide a written description outlining improvements that will be made to remove the barrier, and 120 additional days, that's 4 months, to remove the barrier or make substantial progress in removing the barrier. This legislation puts the onus on the disability community to monitor access and allows business to continue their wait-and-see-if-anyone-notices approach and to only resolve issues if anyone actually issues a complaint. Businesses have had 27 years to remedy non-compliance with the ADA. Surely it should not require a notice and cure period to resolve issues that should have been rectified years ago. A summary of the bill is available at www.congress.gov. That's www.congress.gov. I understand from people who spend their time with congressional legislators and their aides that there has not been a lot of communication from members of the disability community on the topic of H.R. 620. If you want to amend the situation, please contact your congressional representatives. You can find out who they are and their contact information at contactingcongress.org. That's www.contactingcongress.org or call the Congressional Switchboard at 202-224-3121. You can ask your legislator not to sign on to this legislation or, if they already have, then to remove their support. Don't roll back our rights. Disability Rights Update is the who, what, where, when and how of advocating for your rights. Brought to you by Disability Link, a grassroots, not-for-profit, peer-led organization. You can contact Disability Link at www.disabilitylink.org or call 404-687-8890. For Georgia Radio Reading Service, this is Linda Pogue.